Yes. Okay. This is Liza Kerwin for the Archives of American Art interviewing Howard Finster in the Finley Conference Room at the National Museum of American Art, June 11th, 1984. Mr. Finster, could you begin by talking about when and where you were born and a little bit about your family background?
Yeah, I start talking and you just break in when you want to, because I never quit, you know. Like, you just break in if I talk too long.
Okay.
I was born at Valley Head, Alabama. It's about 42 miles south of Chattanooga, and it's about 200 miles west of Atlanta. I was born there in Alabama, and after I stayed on the farm a good while with my father and mother and farm, my first job was feeding the hogs. And I'd feed the hogs and take care of them, I believe, at 7 years old. And I remember plumb on back before I could crawl. And then I had my first vision at 2 years old.
Could you describe that, your first vision?
Yes, ma'am. This vision, I wouldn't thought so much about it, but it verified itself, and it made a history to where when I grew up that I would know that the vision was not illusion, and that I would know when the vision was. It was all in the whole thing, the future and the present. We had a 42-acre farm and a U.S. 11 highway. They built a new highway, and they built it with horses and scoops. We didn't have no caterpillars and tractors. And they come right through the middle of our farm and split it with the highway. And that year, we had two tomato patches. We had one patch of tomatoes below the highway, and we had a patch of tomatoes above the highway. And I was fond of tomatoes. I ate lots of tomatoes when I was little. And I came in one day and asked my brothers and sisters where my mother was, and they said she went to the mater patch. They didn't tell me which mater patch it was. So I went below the highway to the mater patch down there, and she went to the upper mater patch. So I missed her. And when I got down a block or two away from my house in the ragweeds and an old mill road, I seen she wasn't in the mater patch, and it scared me because I was that far from the house. And I began to cry for her, and I couldn't see her nowhere, you know. And while I was crying for my mother, my sister that had just been dead a little while, I looked up and she was coming down from the north. And there was, you might say, seven sets of stair steps. And as she come down, three steps would just come in the front of her. She used them. And three steps would go away behind her. And she, when I seen her coming down, it was up pretty high. And she came on down in the middle of the mill road. And when she got down just about as high as this table, she started back up in the same angle. Her coming down and going up was in a V-type, made a V-type. And when she started going back up, the steps would leave behind her as she used them up. And they'd come before her as she needed them as she went up. Mm-hmm. And they looked the same color of clouds, but they was just as smooth cornered as the corners of these posties here in the building. These perfect steps. And more perfect than even the steps at the house. Now, when she got up about 15 or 20 feet high on the other side of the road, I recognized who she was. And I stopped crying for my mother, and I called her name and started crying for her because I knew her. I didn't know anything about visions or nothing. I just seen her, and I knew who she was. And I quit crying for my mother and started crying for her. And with that, I know it was not an illusion. And then when I called her name up at where I seen her last, she turned around this way and looked over her gown. She had a white, it was almost a white gown. It was sort of the color of this room, a creamish white, or a grayish white, or a bluish white. I couldn't explain it, but anyhow, it was white. And when she looked over her shoulder, her gown come around. And when her gown come around, I seen a checkered skirt that she wore at the house, you know. And everything just told me that it was her, and I knew her. And I cried for her, and when I cried for her and called her name, then she up so high, she just disappeared. Everything went away. And I didn't have anything to do except just run back to the house. So I run back to the house fast as I could. And when I went in, I told my mother that I